Well, do you know names for any small, distinctive types of houses?
No, not really. I mean, you can call a house a duplex or an apartment, but or a townhouse, but those are really not that descriptive.
Like a salt box.
Do you know terms like that?
Savannah, I don't think they would be other locales.
I hadn't heard of that.
It would be more things that are in Savannah that we want. Okay, you mentioned apartments. Is a townhouse a type of apartment?
It can be. A townhouse is it's a two-story apartment that is connected.
Actually,
or
they
doesn't
call them row houses in Savannah.
Yeah, they can be called a row house.
It really is the name for all the old houses that are all the what they share mm-hmm. all, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are row houses, and but then they have apartments that they just built that they call townhouses.
Yeah, but that's mm-hmm. the new name.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask you row house, so I'm glad you said that. What do you call the kind of apartment where the occupants actually own it and they share maintenance expenses?
Come again. What did they own?
This is a modern concept, basically.
Tell me quick.
I'm just supposed to think of it just that. Yeah, like, they have them all over Florida.
Do they not have them here?
They started them here just recently, They don't have too many.
What they own it
like
and they live in?
On the mall and all those the houses that there's hooks on.
What?
Condominium.
Oh, yes, okay.
You do
it's not look connected. Yes, I do know the name condominium.
Okay.
I just never entered my mind.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have a name for an apartment that occupies a whole floor of a building?
No, just an apartment.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a flat?
Yeah.
What would that mean to you?
I never really thought of it, but I suppose it would mean in an apartment that it was just on one floor.
Would you say the word?
Flat.
Okay. And then what do you call the man that looks after an apartment and does minor repairs and that kind of thing?
The landlord.
All right. Would you call him the same thing if he lives there and shows the apartments to prospective tenants?
Oh, manager.
Okay. What's the difference between a landlord and a manager?
Well, a landlord owns the place, and a manager, I think, would just be hired to stay there and keep maintenance on the place.
Okay. Now, there are a lot of questions interspersed through here that have to do with life on farms, and city people are not supposed to know all of these. Some of them you probably will know just from reading and just hearing them in common usage, but don't feel bad if you don't know half this stuff, because I wouldn't know it either. The big building behind the house is called the...
barn.
Yeah. And then, do you know a name for a building or part of building where corn would be stored?
Sallow. Or...
okay. How about for grain?
I don't know I wouldn't know the distinction.
Did you ever hear the word granary or granary?
No.
Okay. Then the upper part of the barn is called the...
hayloft.
Yes, and if you had too much hay to get it all into the loft and you made a thing in the field?
Oh, a haystack.
Yeah, and did you ever see one with a sliding roof and four poles?
No.
Okay, they don't have those in this part of the country, I don't think. Then do you know what you'd call little piles that you might rake hay up into in the field?
No.
Okay. Then where would you keep your cows if you had a shelter for them?
In a barn.
All right, fine. How about horses?
I keep those in the barn, too.
Good. And if you had a special place to milk cows outside, what would you call that?
A shed.
Fine. And then where would you keep your hogs?
I kept my my pigs in a pig pen. I kept my hogs in a hog pen.
All right. Do you know what they used to do with milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
Churn it.
Well, I mean where they kept it.
Milk and butter. An ice box, yes. Huh? In a cellar? That makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. What would you call a commercial farm for raising cows?